If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yes. Paradise. Paradise.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It feels like a Friday. Kind of feels like a Friday. Pretty much the next 24 hours and then some is going to be nothing but a whole lot of fun. We're heading up to Cache Creek this afternoon. Going to do a little hangout. Meet you there tomorrow morning for the big broadcast.
Exciting.
I know. Really exciting. A lot goes into these things. Everyone's all abuzz here at the station. People. Talking about it. Yeah, everyone's talking about it. They're just walking around, just bringing
behind
it
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's just a well-oiled machine. We're ready to go.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you?
Fine. I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Look at you with your cup of coffee.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the things that happens on a big trip day. I'll be rambling all afternoon until check-in time. At Cache Creek.
Yes.
I got to get stuff and I got to put stuff together and I washed the van and I got, you know, the things I need in order to be
comfort
able to.
Comfort items.
What I need. Of course, I forgot my coffee though. I made coffee, put it in its thing. It didn't make it out the door with me today for some reason. I don't know, you know, probably because I was busy with bedding, but I'm just going to drink some coffee from a mug here in the building.
How is it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Try it.
Well, I don't. It might be too hot.
I would like a reaction.
Don't burn yourself.
It is. It's fine.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great.
It's Pete's.
I mean, I made Pete's at home.
It's from just like a dispenser machine in there?
Yeah.
How does it work?
It grinds it and spits it out with water.
You push a button, Sarah.
Do you only have to push it? You don't have to like load it with anything?
No.
Oh, that's great.
It just does it all by itself. I mean, I've only just used it for the first time 1 minute ago or whatever that was. Sorry, maybe six.
Is that the machine you call Sabrina?
Yeah.
It's always broken.
Well, Sabrina, because she makes espresso.
Espresso. Got it. Got it.
But when she's not working, I get to yell, Sabrina! And shake it.
Oh, I see. Something. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a big day. I'm actually super bummed that Bob's not going to go, but it will be nice to have Bob here at the station holding down the fort for us. We got a kid, Steve, who's going to run the board for us, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Bob in the meeting yesterday, crushed it.
Yeah.
Good job, Bob.
Thanks.
I don't hear
she's
you.
She's not on.
Thanks.
There you go.
We agree. You're not fun. So... There was a funny, but I suppose we could have warned her that they'd probably put her up there and say, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Did you remember that? I didn't remember that at all.
I had to do that.
Yeah, everybody has
to do it. No, I know, but I just
did. Yeah, I don't know that I would have remembered it, but maybe I would have been like, come up with something quick.
Yeah,
fun fact.
I would have worn a cuter outfit. I would have been prepared.
There's
nothing worse than when somebody puts you in front of a room and says, tell us a fun fact.
Well, you know, what I'd say to that is there was your lesson, like to have one just loaded, like whatever. Like Christina does this stuff all the time where she's in Zoom meetings and because she's with a group of people maybe that doesn't always meet, they'll go in around the horn and they're forced
to have something that they got to say.
And so she sort of has these things all ready to go because she knows it could happen anytime and she's able to just go, and yes, I've won a marathon or I've, you know, she does their stock.
What's a fun fact about you?
I don't have a fun fact about,
you know what though? We all have fun facts about each other. I could come up with a fun fact about any of you. And because it doesn't have to be a fun fact. You just be like, I'm a yoga teacher and I'm engaged.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
It's fun enough. It's fun enough to get you through it.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been...
I got a laugh, so...
You did get a laugh. That is true. I laughed.
And for the listeners, I said, I'm not very fun.
Yeah. Which is a total lie. Right. So it's not even a fun fact.
It was extra fun.
And Michael Martin said she has
it.
Don't tell them that.
Why?
Because we all know it already. Why belabor the point? Everybody knows it. I have never seen someone so universally well-received as Bob on this show.
I know.
Like, we warned you not to get attached to her. And then we were the ones who fell first and hardest.
I'm trying to think. I guess you're right.
Like, it's not that people haven't been like, oh, that intern's kind of funny, or, ooh, this person is, you know, they had a fun line or whatever. But, like, she came in and it was like she bowled us over. All of us, including you listeners, don't deny it. 800-400-3697. Just try to. We won't even believe you. Send your thing where you're not in love with Bob.
Anyway, it was nice to see you featured.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I didn't see it. I was driving.
Heard
but
our ratings
I heard
are good,
it.
So thank you to our listeners for mm-hmm. that. That's great. It's
nice to see that come back.
Yeah. That was fun. I do love a meeting, though. So that was nice to be able to take that home.
Vin, they have a charge station at Cache Creek, Chris Rosa. You know what? I didn't bring my electric car for that reason because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And I can't be caught.
Oh, I'd be so nervous if I had.
Yeah, I can't be caught. Oh. I
range
love
anxiety
it.
Is a real thing.
I love that car. I have a from Frontier Ford, a Mach-E. It's electric. I love that car. It's great for everything I do, except there's certain situations where...
If you're not sure, you can't take the chance.
I took the van for that reason. I don't know what about the charging there. I can't be...
Will it find chargers for you? A lot of them will.
I have an app that actually does that. Oh. So I can definitely find them, but there's things that come up, like the painters are painting my house right now. I can't get to my charger.
Right.
So I've charged at the grocery store. That's easy. Yeah. It takes 1 hour. I go shopping. I eat lunch and I'm fully charged when I pull away. So that's a workaround that's doable. But
and there's going to be more and more of that. I think that's going to get easier because right now at the Safeway near my house, there's a line of people waiting to use the chargers. So I think there's only 6 of them or something, or maybe 4. But eventually, I mean, as more and more people get electric cars, there'll have to be more and more of those. It'll actually attract people to your store. If I got to spend an hour there fully charging my car, I'm going to go into your store.
The people at New Leaf in Santa Cruz know me now.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I'm there.
I'm here to charge.
Roll around. What will I eat today, you know? Right. Anyway, so I took the van, but I'm looking forward to going north today.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to ramble.
That's cool. Your van. I like that. I like the idea of
the rambling man.
Rambling
in his van.
Just going to go check some things out, kill some time. Yeah. I don't know. We're working now with, I had checked with Maddie and was like, when are we checking in?
Yeah,
who do I check
time?
In with? What do I
think it's 3 o'clock on the site, but I'm checking to see if there's a, you know, with our promotions, if there's.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Get in early.
I mean, I don't know if they have a pool, but I'd gladly go for a swim.
Right. They do have a very nice pool.
Well, then I will
Ooh,
go
do they
for
have a hot tub because I'm not going to be able to hot tub today. So I was thinking about having a hot tub.
I don't think we all want to see the John and Sarah show in the hot tub.
It'll have a bathing suit on.
Oh. You'll do it with a bathing suit on?
We don't do it. I know you guys think we do. It just makes him. It's. Thank you, Bob.
You do say you do it.
No. Yeah, we don't say we do
it. You've said that 1,000 times.
No, I said that we're in there naked and I have to get him off and get off of me. We don't do it in there.
You're changing your story,
what?
And you're just going to make
story.
Us look
there's
like
no doing
the
it.
Pigs.
There's
that's revisionist history.
It's not.
Okay.
There's no soup being made there. None
All right. Sure.
We take it in the house afterward if we have to.
We're just ignoring you now. You just spit your denials nonsense. All you want. Everybody heard you.
No,
everybody.
I never said that.
People listen to that.
Prove it.
We don't need to.
I got a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we've got it all on tape. We
I'm sure we weren't
it.
On the air that day. I'm sure that we hadn't figured that out yet.
Actually, Sarah has me edit out all those.
That's true. Yeah, get out all the stuff I don't like, please. Thank you. But if there's a hot tub, we might go in that. I love the hot tub. I'm really, I'm into the daily hot tub. And so, although I think when I get home today, I got to get packed. And then I'm going to try and watch Survivor because I won't be able to watch that tonight.
Yeah, I haven't. I was going to try and watch it yesterday and was caught up.
I suppose we can probably stream it on. Do you have the Paramount app? Is that what it is?
Oh,
CBS,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
I dumped it.
Oh, you dumped it off? You
know, yeah, I've been cutting, just going through subscriptions, and I'm like, I don't really use this a lot.
The subscription thing is, suddenly, it's like, you know how in the olden days you'd have like your Visa bill would come in, and you would think to yourself, oh, I didn't put too much on this. And you see like, there's a dinner on there or something, and there's only like 9 things that you charged. Now it's like, okay, a third page? Really? Because we put everything on there for the miles. Like, we do all our grocery shopping on there. So I'm expecting that to be there. But now I'm like, what are all these other things? And so John's got like this whole spreadsheet of like what we're subscribed to, what it costs us, and if we need to, how to get off of it. And all the passwords and all that stuff too. Because if you don't use an app for a while, even, you know, one of these things you subscribe to, now you're jumping through hoops to like prove who you are and that you're not trying to glom on somebody else's account or something. God, it's the management.
Life is hard.
It's not hard, but it is it is like a management thing. I mean, right, for these conveniences that we have, we do a lot of griping.
415, Sarah, the hot tub bit is getting old. It's an ad. We're doing an ad. It's creative energy.
This probably isn't an ad. We're not doing, we don't do it in the hot tub. There's not, it's just too hot in there for that. Can't have that. We are naked in there, though. That's the end. That's the end of it.
And then
it's too, everything's it's too much chlorine in there for that.
Well, I was thinking, and you say their name and where you
creative energy, creativeenergy.com. Well done.
Teed up.
Yeah, thank you. Missed. We'll swing and a miss. A whiff. A divot.
Shame.
I know. Shame on me. Just so annoyed by the whole like daily fight off. Okay.
415 says, Vin, you have tons of fun facts. You pooped in front of your wife's friend. You kill pigs in your free time. You've called in sick for sex, and you dumped abroad for her haircut. It's endless.
What's the killed pigs thing?
I play Angry Birds sometimes. It does piss me off when they bounce up and down like you just missed them, and they're like,
you're taunting me.
I am so getting you next.
Those are good fun facts. Who's that from, Edwin?
No, it sounds like an Edwin. 415, but it very well could be. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right, let's. It's Thursday already. Oh, very excited for our big weekend.
I'm drinking coffee from a random mug.
It's fun to watch. I've never seen you do it.
I know. It's very delicate. Yeah, you got a pinky.
I did not.
Okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, la la. San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Here is a song. We'll see you in a sec.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.